We need to come together.
It's bad time. Hey, I guess somebody said ESPN is reporting Tyler's out. ArkansasSports360.com also is reporting Tyler's out.
Well, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the statement from the university, my friend. Game time decision.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that, about the game time decision, is John L. not only told us yesterday a decision would be made on Friday morning, he said it had to be made on Friday morning. Hmm. So the decision's made. They're just not wanting to not want to talk about it yet.
I think the decision isn't made. I think the decision is we know he's okay, and we have to decide if we want to win this game or have a chance to win this game or not, or if we just circle the wagons and pray we can beat Rutgers. Maybe they watched the Rutgers game last night and thought, gee, this isn't going to be as easy as we thought it was going to be. We better make darn sure Tyler's available for that one.
Yeah, I like your optimism, but he's not playing tomorrow.
Okay. How confident are you?
I'm confident enough that, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get into all that. I just would not expect him to play tomorrow.
Okay. I don't necessarily expect him to play tomorrow either.
Should we be concerned now about next week's game as well? Or we don't know. Is it indefinite right now, the time you think on him?
Will he make a miraculous recovery approximately 9:30 p.m. Saturday night, Chris? Or what would that be, 6 o'clock Saturday night?
No, I mean, I think they're going to have to monitor what's going on with him for a little while. I mean, I think the U of A has not officially deemed it a concussion, but it's my understanding he sustained a concussion, and they don't clear you to play.
Look, they can say he sustained a chicken sandwich against ULM. He had a concussion. Let's just quit with the nonsense. This has got to be such an embarrassment this week with this nonsense crap that they've been dishing out and we've been eating up.
Hey, there he is.
I'm upset. This has been a cluster on the field and off the field at the university this week. They should be ashamed of themselves. This has been a joke. Division I programs don't run like this. This is ridiculous.
I'm so
sick of this garbage. Somebody's got to say it. Everybody's thinking it. Give me a break.
Carry the torch.
I am sick of this nonsense. Will you come on up there and quit with this garbage? Anyway. Okay, Chris.
Yeah. I like it when you speak truth to power.
I am so sick
That's
of this
good.
Nonsense. Will you come on?
Tell us how you really feel.
Okay, let me ask you this. I have it from two sources, and other people have told me they've gotten it from multiple sources as well, so I'm going to go with this, that Tyler, on recommendation, not of the university, but of people who care about him deeply, not that the people at the university don't, because I believe they do, but went and saw a specialist in Pennsylvania. Did you have you heard this?
Yes. I think that is correct. I think Tyler got a second opinion from what he was hearing locally, which was, and I think the second opinion confirmed what the first opinion was.
That he's okay to play, but maybe he shouldn't?
That he would not be cleared to play.
Okay. All right. So what do you think? We're all sort of grasping at straws now. Do you think Allen and Mitchell will both play quarterback on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, because we have no idea what's actually going to happen because nobody said anything about anything. We're just winging it.
Yeah. I will say this.
Yeah.
I'm going to make everybody maybe feel better. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just blowing smoke. Or sunshine. Pumping sunshine. Mm-hmm. So I thought going into this game, and I thought this from the beginning of, well, not the beginning, but as we got through fall camp, we started seeing these bigger receivers that Arkansas had. I started thinking, you know what? These guys probably match up a lot better with Alabama and their physical corners than what we had seen, that as good as they were from Joe and Jarius. They were just tiny. They got beat up. Mm-hmm. Even Greg, you know, his size got beat up a little bit. So I was optimistic that Arkansas would have maybe an advantage there just because of the sheer size. So if, you know, if Brandon Allen's on and can connect with those guys, that would be a positive.
Do you think, go ahead.
And I also think that if you play Brandon Mitchell, I think that gives you, you know, Allen is an athletic kid and he can move, but I think Mitchell is a sturdier kid. And so he would be able to maybe withstand a little more of, you know, the Alabama onslaught. So maybe there's some positives in that matchup with Alabama's defense.
Pat has a theory, and I like it.
Oh, God, you're going to put this on me.
Yeah, I like this. I like this idea. Here's what Pat said they should do. They should. We need to get Hunter Mickelson suited up for tomorrow. I don't even know if they have something that fits a size 6'10 kid, but they need something like that. They need to drop back and line up like a punter.
That was actually Guapo's.
Well, that part of it was Guapo, but they need to line him up as a punter, and they need to chuck it deep. Because the thing is, if you hit one of them, one out of three, first of all, that keeps you in the major leagues a long time. Second of all, it gets you first down every single time.
And Brendan Mitchell's got a 42-inch vert.
Chris, he's 6'4", and he's got a 42-inch vert.
He could out-jump the little Italian safety, Sunseri.
Pigskin's all over Sunseri.
You love Sunseri.
I don't like Italian safeties. I think they're a weak link.
Okay.
Nothing against the Italians.
How do you feel about Italian point guards?
I like you. Italian point guards are good.
Okay.
Ernie D. Gregorio.
What about Chris Corciani?
Oh, he's great.
He was awesome.
Ernie D.
Okay. Okay, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. I'm over it. Okay, Chris, can I get a couple picks on some other games?
Sure.
You want to predict? You want to predict?
I mean, do you want to give me games, or do you want me to just...
Tennessee, Florida. Who you like?
I like Tennessee.
Okay. 92.
Yep. I think, I thought they were going to struggle without Rick Rogers, but apparently they have... They have some other offensive weapons, so I like Tennessee.
So what we're learning about Tennessee is that Derek Dooley's going to be there another year.
Yep.
Oh,
is he going to be the answer?
Probably another 3 years if he has a good year this year.
What if he has a... wins what, 8-9 this year, and then he stays. And then, but it would, you know, is he the answer? Is my question.
What's a question?
Is he the guy that they want?
He's your guy to average 7.5 years for the 7.5 wins for the next 10 years.
So he's not your guy.
They're not going to keep him if he averaged 7.5 wins.
Oh.
Okay, I'll give you an easy one. South Florida Rutgers.
You know what? I didn't watch that game last night. So I would. There's a 50-50 chance I get this wrong.
I hope that Arkansas didn't watch it either, because frankly, Rutgers is a little scary because they're pretty good defensively. This could be a long day next week too. All right.
Yeah, they got a good defensive line, and they've got really big receivers.
And they've got good corners too. I mean, they're pretty good defensively, man. I mean, they're not real dynamic offensively, but they
will. No, you're depressing me.
They aren't scared to run the ball 40. I'm telling you, the only layup on this schedule is Tulsa the rest of the way. All right, Chris, I'm going to give you one last question.
Okay.
Who is more likely to cover the Vegas number on Saturday?
Arkansas State.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was going to ask. Arkansas State or Arkansas? All right.
Yep.
Nope, the answer is UCA against Pocone College. The line is 43. I like their chances.
Oh, wait, there's really a line on that game?
No, I made that up.
They'll have that at halftime.
They'll do that.
When teams lose 19-0 to Langston the previous week, they don't put lines on their games the following week.
Now, Pocone College, is that where the AD from USC wound up?
I don't even know.
I may have completely made that up.
Is Pocone
in Oklahoma?
Okay.
It is.
Yeah, who was the guy that got fired?
Mike Garrett.
I think he's there. Hmm. If he's not there, he's at another little...
Well, he can run them into the ground like he did USC.
Well, you have to be on the radar to get sanctions.
True.
I don't know that they are, with all due respect. But anyway, Chris, I'm going to leave you to it. I don't want to talk about this anymore. And you know what my callers have for topics? Razorback game, Razorback football, and Jeff Long. So I'm not getting my wish. So basically, it's just like every other day in the zone.
Hey, let me lift everyone's spirits, though. I got a text from a buddy a little bit ago. It was nice to see. I mean, it was kind of depressing, but it was also nice. He said, "Can't we just get to basketball season, please?" Mm. And do you know how long it's been since anybody has been able to say they're looking forward to basketball?
See, those are all people who are fans of Brandon Mitchell.
And I'm going to tell you, the basketball team is going to give you every bit of excitement that you need for the next few decades.
Do not start this again.
I'm telling you. Everything is in place for a tourney run this year. Final Four, Sweet 16.
Hey, no hyperbole
Please
here.
Don't
all right?
blow smoke. Please I'm don't not. Give me sunshine. Yeah, I don't want to hear any expectations.
Proof
again.
Is in the pudding.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
I got promised.
Me?
I get promised stuff all the time. I got promised a 10-win season this year.
Yeah, but buddy, listen.
There's two big recruits coming in this weekend for basketball, too. Bobby Portis and Moses Kingsley.
Bobby Portis is firmly committed, according to Bobby Portis.
Yeah.
Is he related to Clinton Portis, the guy that wrote True Grit? That lives here in Arkansas?
Game changer.
He's also
I'm going to guess no.
Or the former
Chris,
running back.
Me and you, we can enjoy our basketball promise. Justin and the Pigskin, fine. You guys,
I'm
maybe
so
just
depressed
have to wait and see.
Over failed expectations now that I can't even think about further expectations and the potential for failure there.
Although I will go.
But I am optimistic in basketball
I am
well.
Going to go to Ann Arbor for the Michigan game this
year. Chris, is Jeff Long currently looking for a head coach, do you think?
I think he's, according to Twitter, he's eating cake that someone brought him this morning and asking people to wear red.
Well, I'm glad.
A red velvet cake?
So, oh, it might be.
Chris, are we going to rub red all over it Saturday and make it better? Is that the plan?
Red outs are the lamest thing ever, by the way.
Should I not wear red? I had a red shirt picked out to wear.
I think we should have done a blackout and come out in the anthracite unis just to change pace.
I'm wearing red.
Somebody suggested we go. Somebody,
why wouldn't you wear red?
Because it's the because that's the color that the devil is in all those cartoons.
And Alabama, too. Here's
and
the
Alabama.
Thing. They should have gone head-to-toe white, as somebody pointed out to me this week, because Alabama might think we're giving up and take it easy.
That's the Penn State move.
Chris, have you heard kind of talk on when they are going to break out the anthracites or the white helmets, anything like that?
I'm going to guess Jeff Long won't do anything that could be construed as controversial this week.
But they've already pretty much said they're going to do it this year by making that announcement, right?
That was before they lost.
They had the option to do it, but I think that was before they lost to ULM.
So you don't think?
Yeah, now we're not going to see those for a whole nother year. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden, as Roger Scott likes to say. All right. Chris, appreciate you, brother.
You know what? Pouring down rain here. The skies are gray. This is awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're telling me I'm driving into?
I'm going to go home and curl up in a little ball and weep.
You should.
That's the only thing that's going to...
Baz, I'm canceling my plans. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, Chris, the good thing is we have an hour-long special prior to IMG's broadcast
tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah. That's going to be
awesome.
Wait.
It's
going
to be awesome.
I'll be
doing a couple pregame shows as well. So that's exactly what I want to do is talk more about this game.
We are actually going to call an audible, and we were going to call it Turning the Tide in the hopes of beating Alabama this week. We're now going to call it Beating the Dead Horse because it'll be a much more of the same, I assume.
But anyway. Wailing and mashing of teeth.
Exactly. All right.
Well, on the brighter side of things, Chris, the basketball team's working out at 11 on Saturday. So I'll be.
Is Brandon Mitchell going to practice?
Yeah.
See?
Not as well.
People are all going to be all over him for that. Okay. Chris, we appreciate it, man. Thank you. Chris Bond of Arkansas Sports 360. Great stuff.